That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everyone, Jeremy Dahlman here. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to patreon.com/KIStrongStyle and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to our $5 tier gives you access to all our bonus audio. When you upgrade to the $10 tier, not only do you get access to bonus audio, but you get access to the weekly video live stream of the show and any bonus video content we do. Once again, that's patreon.com/KIStrongStyle. And now on to a preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
A KISS Patreon exclusive. Welcome to the Dominion Deep Dive. When the summertime in Shinnahon, I'm thinking about this one show. Gold lights up above, coming from Osaka Joe. Let's get it, the Dominion Deep Dive. KISS Patreon exclusive main events, we going through them. One by one, yeah. Come with us, we look back. Title wins, five stars,
six of them.
With a seven at
2018, yeah.
Breaking the history down. This is for you, Jeremy, give them what you can and tell them about.
Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Dominion Deep Dive, an exclusive series for Keeping It Strong Style Patreon subscribers. Jeremy Donovan here. In this series, I will be reviewing every Dominion main event. And a big shout out to my boy Rich Latta on the fire theme for the Dominion Deep Dive here on patreon.com/KIStrongStyle. If you want to have awesome intro podcast music, hit up Rich Latta at RichLatta32 on X. You can find the link to his Fiverr and hit him up and make your podcast sound like the ace of podcasts. But like I said here, Dominion Deep Dive episode number one is going to be starting from the very first Dominion and working our way through these Dominion main events. So today we're going to deep dive into Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Manabu Nakanishi from the inaugural NJPW Dominion, June 20th, 2009. And as we all know, Dominion quickly becomes a cornerstone event for New Japan. And the first iteration of this show, I think, really kind of sets the tone for Dominion for years to come, at least with this main event. But before we delve into the match, let's set the stage here. Let's do some deep diving. So first, let's talk about New Japan's background at the time. So New Japan's 2009 kicks off with Wrestle Kingdom 3. Keiji Muto at the time was the IWGP champion going into that show. Muto defeated Shinsuke Nakamura on April 27th, 2008 to win the IWGP Heavyweight Championship for the first time in 8 years and 4 months. And now this was a big deal, not just because of the gap in title reigns. At the time, Keiji Muto was in All Japan Pro Wrestling. So you know, Muto, he was a part of that, you know, New Japan golden age in the 90s. But, you know, things went south there, and eventually, you know, he jumped ship to All Japan Pro Wrestling. So at the time, he's representing All Japan, and he wins the IWGP Championship first time in 8 years and 4 months from Shinsuke Nakamura, you know, a young up-and-comer here at the time with the Three Musketeers. And they put the title here on Keiji Muto. You know, so it's kind of, you know, still a little bit in the dark ages in New Japan. They're trying to still turn business around. You know, it's going to be a few more years before they really hit that next golden age where you have, you know, all the Okada Tanahashi leading into Okada Naito, leading to Okada Omega. So, you know, they're still kind of turning things around here. And so, you know, they're bringing in, you know, former star, former draw for them. Keiji Muto comes in here and he wins a championship. So now we have an outsider, so to speak, with the top championship in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So over the following months, several wrestlers would attempt to defeat Muto to bring the title back home to New Japan. Muto defeated Nakamura in a rematch on October 13th to make his fourth successful title defense. And after defeating Nakamura, at this point, there were no more challengers left in New Japan lined up to, you know, challenge this quote-unquote outsider and to save the company. So, yeah, so Keiji Muto, he's running rampant here with a title. Like I said, you know, nobody left to challenge him. So he beats Nakamura in the rematch in October. And before that, so let's backtrack a little bit. So he wins a title from Nakamura in April 27th. And then he defends against Manabu Nakanishi, who we'll be talking about here, in July. And then he defends against Togi Makabe in September, and then, like I mentioned, the rematch with Nakamura in October. And so, yeah, at this point, you know, all the top guys at the time here, they're challenging Muto, and yeah, nobody can, you know, seem to bring the title home for New Japan Pro Wrestling. So let's talk about what Tanahashi's up to during this time and where he fits into this whole story. So while all this is happening, you know, Tanahashi, he had a poor outing in the 2008 G1 Climax. So he chooses to travel to the United States, you know, a little mini excursion to train and work for TNA, Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. So Tanahashi gets on the plane and he heads to Orlando to, you know, do a little mini excursion, make some dates there. So then in November, New Japan president Naoki Sugabayashi, he is desperate to bring back the IWGP Heavyweight Championship to New Japan Pro Wrestling. So he travels to Orlando to talk Tanahashi into coming back and challenging Muto. And so there's a couple different news stories here. So there's a story here that was on the New Japan Japanese website, and I translated this with Google Translate, so if some of it is a little inaccurate, know that it was translated from Google Translate, but you'll get the gist here. So the article is titled, New Japan Pro Wrestling President Sugabayashi Urgently Travels to United States, but Tanahashi's answer is ... On November 8th, local time, New Japan Pro Wrestling President Naoki Sugabayashi visited Hiroshi Tanahashi, who was on tour in Orlando, Florida, and informed him of his offer to challenge for the IWGP Championship held by Keiji Muto. After the G1 Climax, Tanahashi fell into a slump due to the lack of success and chose to train overseas. He currently spends his days doing TV shows and house shows as a member of TNA. He also received overwhelming support from TNA's front staff, which kept him busy. Last week, New Japan Pro Wrestling headquarters received a report on Tanahashi's evaluation, and President Sugabayashi arrived in Florida on the 7th local time. He held an emergency meeting with Tanahashi, who was relaxing on the beach in Clearwater. Hey, right here, Clearwater, Tampa, Florida. Let's go. About an hour's drive from where he was staying, and offered him the opportunity to challenge for the IWGP title at the Tokyo Dome Tournament to be held on January 4th, 2009, and retrieve the treasure. At the meeting, in addition to Tanahashi's cheerful expression, he also spoke loudly to report on his current situation, giving President Tsukabayashi a good feeling that he was a trump card. However, Tanahashi's answer is holding off. Tanahashi, who seemed confused by the sudden visit and invitation, flatly replied, "I want to improve myself a little bit more in America." The IWGP is after that, and the meeting ended that day. Tanahashi said, "I was able to come directly to the president and receive the best advice from me. But I'm still improving myself in America. What I aim for is a masterpiece. I would like to continue finding hints and solutions for the future in America, which is one of Keiji Muto's roots, until I am satisfied with it." President Tsukabayashi said, "I can only say that I am disappointed. However, I can see that Tanahashi has changed so much that his eyes and his body are completely different from those of a few days ago. And he is in full confidence. Tomorrow's TNA pay-per-view, I'd like to watch that match at Turning Point, gauge his ability, and approach him again. Tanahashi is the last stronghold for New Japan Pro Wrestling, which has lost its treasures to other organizations and is in urgent need of regaining it as soon as possible." However, he did not receive a positive reply from Tanahashi, and President Tsukabayashi simply looked confused. At TNA's pay-per-view Turning Point, Tanahashi will participate in a 10-man battle royal for the right to challenge for the X Division title. He will take on the likes of Sanjay Dutt, Eric Young, Black Machismo, Jay Lethal, and Petey Williams. So we get here from this New Japan story. The storyline they're playing up here is, you know, the title is hostage by Keiji Muto. Tsukabayashi, he's desperate. He's trying to bring Tanahashi back. Tanahashi's on a mini excursion in Orlando and TNA. You know, he's soaking up the suns here in Clearwater and, you know, trying to improve his game and be ready for a comeback. And Tsukabayashi offers him this big spot at Wrestle Kingdom. And he's like, I'm not ready. I really got to do this 10-man X Division Battle Royal before I can come back and challenge.
Thank you for listening to Keeping It Strong Style. We'll see you next time.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.